Well, you're basically the same way I am. I'm right on the corner. Well, I got a lot that's next to me, which is empty. So that's 100 foot across. And then you got the road going east and west. So I get out there with my tractor, and I go from the middle of the road, and I start cleaning all that out over to the ditch and all the way to the corner. And then once I get to the side of the road where it's gravel, I just keep right on it going, and I get about two lengths of my big green tractor before I start getting down into the hole there of the off the road. So when the plow comes through, he's always waving to me. He knows what I'm doing, because when he comes around the corner off the road, he's got to dump that stuff someplace. So he'll put it to where he can get it up close to the hills that I've already done, and he knows that I'm just going to blow all that back later down the road and get it all gone. So every time he comes through, he's always waving to me, and I'm waving to him. Stopped and gave him a couple of cookies one day, and he appreciated that. And he said, "Well, keep up the good work." And I said, "Yeah, you ought to start paying me for it." And he said, "I can't do that, but I wish I could." KCHCMQ.
KCVSU. Yeah, well, me and the plow driver actually, his mom knows my mom, knew my mom, and knew my aunt, and knows my aunt. So basically, you know, it's like I saw the other day and said, "Hey, how am I doing keeping the driveway or the side of the road done?" He says, "I'll tell you, you really go deep into the ditch, because I have a downward ditch there, and I'll go down into that, and I'll just push it into my yard." And, you know, it's like he'll see that if he's got time, he will take it up, because he knows I've cleaned a lot of the road up. And sometimes, like after we get wet snow or something, I'll go out there and clean up again after he goes by, because I have three driveways I have to keep clean, so it all works out.